Hey, it's White Boy Chris. We are airing another encore presentation of a former bonus episode. Most of you have never heard one of the funniest episodes in the Pat Down recordings. We upload two extra episodes every month and have for, gosh, at least over a year. So there's a lot of Pat Down that you haven't heard. So make sure you sign up for the Patreon at $5 or up and you'll get all that bonus material. We will be back soon and we'll get caught up in all the extra content. The TV show is a lot of work. So they are working day and night on this thing. And so we're just a little behind on recording episodes. But you benefit because you get to hear awesome episodes that you've never heard before. So make sure you sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/thepatdown.
Did you watch the video of that? The guy fucking that chicken.
Yes. Why the fuck would you send that to us? What the
fuck? First of all, did you see the chicken's face?
No, I didn't.
Well, you could tell that chicken had been fucked by him before. You could tell he was like, this nigga.
Yeah, that chicken was like, God damn it, not again.
That chicken was like, I mean, it was a rooster too, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was sticking his cock in a cock.
I'm not gonna lie. I probably watched 10% of the videos you guys send. For some reason, I only clicked on that one because Dion goes, what the fuck, Miss Pat? And I wish I hadn't done it because it's this guy leaned up against a wall and he just grabs a chicken and he's butt-ass naked and just with his tiny little dick starts
sitting on a crate.
He fucks this chicken.
And you could tell he had fucked that chicken before because that chicken didn't even fight. He's like, this nigga just going to keep raping me. Oh, they took the video down.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, because he's fucking a chicken.
Good.
My God.
I was so...
Did Quisha send you that video?
Quisha did.
Of course. If it's bestiality, it's coming from Quisha.
Oh, I'm like, but the chicken looked like this nigga again. The chicken to me look like a married person to him who have to fuck him because they're married, but they really don't want to fuck him.
Right.
That's what the chicken looked like to me. Like I was like, po chicken. And then the thing was, his little dick kept slipping out. It's nothing like having a sex with a motherfucker and they dick keeps slipping out. All that do is prolong the sex that you already didn't want.
And he was like,
God, I don't have that problem.
Yeah. Tune into the video, ladies. He's wearing gray sweatpants today. He was like, aggressively, and then he'd stop for like 10 seconds. And it's like, what is it?
I wonder, did he nut in that chicken? I hope he don't eat that chicken.
Why would you fuck a chicken if you're not going to nut in it?
Oh, God.
I mean,
you going to put eggs in an egg?
I mean, if you're going to fuck something, you want to nut in it, right?
Yeah, there's no point in fucking it if you're not going to come.
Boy, that's why they got the coronavirus.
Right.
That is so fucking disgusting. I feel so sorry for that chicken. I was actually trying to call the police on him. Like, can you get this nigga fucking his hen?
I want to know who filmed it. Was it his camera?
Was it a hen?
I don't know what kind of
he
chicken
had the
it
thing.
Was.
The, wasn't it
well,
a
he
hen?
Wouldn't fuck a cock. That'd be gay.
Yeah, that's what I'm
that's
saying.
The problem. That's
I'm like, he turning his fucking chicken gay.
No, it's down. No, I thought that too. Like, who is filming this and then uploading it to the internet going, you guys got to see what Chuck's up to.
Jesus Christ.
I feel so sorry for that damn chicken. Y'all stop fucking eating animals, okay? They're not, it's just not right. It's just not, some people can't take all that dick.
So, did you hear about that doctor who was putting condoms on kids?
What?
It was part of, so you go in to get a physical. These like middle schoolers and high schoolers go into this doctor's office and he had a condom stash.
Okay.
So he would quote unquote say, this is how you wear a condom, but really he would be jacking the kids
off. Oh, God.
And they caught him.
Good.
This fucking, what's Dr. Jonathan Cavins? Here he goes.
Holy shit.
So he would, he
was nice looking.
Jacking off kids.
Wow.
Under the guise of showing them how to wear condoms.
How old are these kids?
Middle schoolers. Like, first of all, he was like, you shouldn't be showing middle schoolers how to put on condoms. They shouldn't be having sex.
He was a pediatric.
Yeah. So you would go in for a physical so you could play sports or whatever. And then he would get in your business like, oh, so are you having sex? Do you know how to wear a condom?
You know what's fucked up? I don't know how long this went on, but like that probably went on for like, what, 25 years? 30?
No, he's a young doctor.
I hope not.
He's facing 7 counts of molesting 5 juvenile male patients. 2 male patients testified on their version of the physical with Cavins, where he is accused of stroking the patient's penis and getting them hard enough to place a condom on their penis. Lord have mercy.
Like, you don't need to stroke the kid off to get his dick. You could have, I'm like, if that was your true wisdom.
First of all, cucumber.
A pediatric doctor shouldn't even be telling you shit.
That's what I was like. It was like,
I would have beat his mother. If my son would have walked out there with a hard dick, I'd be like, nigga, why your dick hard? Well, the doctor was back there putting a condom on me, I'd have kicked that door in like motherfucking the police and put a condom around that nigga neck and choked him the fuck out with a condom. I'd have killed a nigga with a condom that day.
You would have needed a magnum to get it to stretch out.
I don't give a fuck. You ain't need a stroke. And I would have pulled his dick out of his pants, put a condom on it, and then stepped on his dick. I ain't breaking the law if I got some protection in between. You dirty, low-down motherfucker. That is so crazy. That's why you have to talk to your kid. I used to ask my kids when I first started dating my husband. I already had 2 kids. And I just say, if he ever touch you, remember that I love you more than I love anything else on this earth. I would kill that nigga. And I think I told this story before. I asked every day until Ashley went to the 9th grade. And she would finally say, if he molests me, I'm going to tell you. Can you please stop asking me? And I was like, way to go. And then come to find out she was sucking pussy on the side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I should have been trying to protect her from the pussy. But
jokes on you. She was the molester.
Yeah, pretty much, for real. So she didn't want, the problem was her. It wasn't them. It was her ass. But
I wonder where she got the idea.
Of what? Eating pussy? I don't eat no pussy.
That's not what I'm saying. Talk about having sex. If you mention it to her every day, it's going to be in the back of her subliminal.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mentioned it to her. That's probably why she a freak. Cause she called me last night. She said, you know I'm really a boy. And I'm like, look here, bitch.
Okay.
Well, this is going to be a Patreon
okay,
episode.
Okay, Dwayne Wade's kid.
I said, look, this, you're not a boy. She like, yes, I did. I be digging these bitches down with my fishnet stockings on. I said.
Do you remember the conversation you and Dion had before we began this podcast? Oh, my God. Changing the subject frantically. So when we were walking out of Saks Fifth Avenue, the police officer, she yeah. talks to everybody, and she started talking to the police officer. I was like, stop that. No, we don't. But he was super nice. And it's like, he goes, why are you wearing that Falcons shirt? She goes, 'cause I'm from Atlanta. He goes, I went to Atlanta once. Uh-huh. Remember what he said about the bar?
He said he went to Atlanta. No, he said he went to the Atlanta Lenox Mall, where I tell you, that's where all the gay men's at. And he said he went to Atlanta to Lenox Mall, and all the men's was all over him, and his wife got so jealous. He was like, hold on, girl, if I get something, we gonna split it.
He was probably like 6'3". You could tell he was handsome back in the day. He's older now.
Yeah, but they was trying to get him in Atlanta. If you're a man, don't get got in Atlanta. He ain't attractive, baby. All the time we pulled up on that car.
You want to go? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't want to go.
So we working in Atlanta at a club called the Laughing Skull, and it's right across the street from the gay black bar. And it's just lined up with fine-ass gay men. Make a long story short.
And it's all kind of gay.
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All thug gay, flamboyant gay. You would never know they gay. Just
undercover gay,
just all
super
kinds.
Super gay, Spider-Man gay, French fry gay, Freddy Cougar gay. So we go.
What is Freddy Krueger gay?
The gays that'll cut your ass up. Who pulls races out their booty holes and cut your throat? So we walking back to the club, which is in the gay parking lot, the gay club parking lot.
Gay parking lot.
It was.
Gay
that
park.
Night.
So Dion was like, I said, what's wrong? He said, the man over there sucking a man dick. I said, just act like he was here to get in the car. They do that shit out here all the time.
They do.
Probably their first date, too.
Right.
Deanna was like, "I can." He said, "Why don't y'all segregate y'all gays? They all over the place in Atlanta." I said, "Nigga, they run this motherfucking city." He's like, "Indianapolis, they just in one location. They go, they got their own Waffle House, they got their own grocery store." I said, "No, not here, Deanna."
Yeah, man.
And then the window was fogged up in the car, and because me and Deanna walked up, the dude never stopped sucking dick. He was going.
How close
at
to
it.
The car did you get?
We were
those parking spots,
it.
You know how it is in Chicago where the spots are really small. And she always gets an SUV. So we had, like, dude.
He was wearing that dick out. Man. And then he was like, "Look." I was like, "Well, somebody paid him. Let's not, let's not fuck up this man's side money, you know?
Cash is king."
Right.
He was, and Dion was like, "I'm just sick of this shit." But I went in the Bulldogs one night and it was so fucking fun. I ever told y'all that story?
No.
Oh, so it's a gay club. It's a Bulldog. And then when Beyonce dropped that song, all the single ladies. So at the time.
Yes, girl, this is my song.
I think that's what it was, all the single ladies. So
what, no ladies in that motherfucker?
I wish it were legal to put a ring on it.
A lot of them had a ring on it. So so we go, I'm at the Vortex, and we sitting at the Vortex eating, and it's a gay club. I said, "I want to know what they're over there doing." So I tell somebody, I said, "Come walk in there with me." So I get in there, and they was like, "Oh, the single lady." And I get to the back of the club, and my brother back there with his shirt over his head, just shaking his fucking titty. I'm like, "What the fuck is you doing in here, Tony?" He's like, "What the fuck is you doing in here? I'm here getting these motherfuckers money." I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Is this the same brother that jerked off for the lady?
No, no, the one who jerked off for the lady for the money. No, this is the other brother who say he's gay, who I think is gay, but he say he's not. So I don't fucking know. He's always at the gay clubs. He's always at the gay clubs.
Right.
He stay at the fucking gay clubs.
He's a gay man for their money.
Yeah.
Which if you, he's a fine dude. My brother got a really nice fucking body. He just crazy as fuck. Like, if you give him your phone number, he will literally call you 60 times a day and say the same thing. What you doing? So I blocked that motherfucker on everything. I don't take no family phone calls. And my phone, he say, when my family calls, he say, "I don't fuck with you." That's their name. No, that's their names. "I don't fuck with you." Cause I mean, literally, like my oldest brother Carl, he's literally like talking about shit. "I love him to death. What you doing, sis? I love you. I'm thinking about you. I had a stroke." He always having fucking strokes. I'm like, "Bo, you have all these fucking strokes and you still alive?"
Right.
He done had like at least 9 strokes this year. Which y'all, I'm telling you, he's telling a fucking lie. You
know, say different strokes for different folks.
No, right. It's, like, it's not even March yet.
My brother tells such. Like big lies, he don't tell small lies. So one time he called and he said, "No lie, you can ask my husband." He said, "I'm about to be electrocuted," and so my aunt called and she was crying.
Wait, what? By who?
By the government. So
of course,
I said,
Dion.
Death row. He was on death row.
Duh.
Like 2 weeks. Like 2 weeks. So I can call my aunt right now. I'm going to call my fucking aunt after I tell this story.
All right.
So my brother called, and he said, well, his wife called, and she said, "Well, Bo about to be electrocuted." I'm like, "What the fuck Bo about to be electrocuted for?" So she said, "Bo about to be electrocuted for shooting a security guard in a parking lot." I said, "But he just got to jail. They don't kill a motherfucker that quick." And so my aunt cried, "Oh, they about to kill Bo." I said, "Auntie, calm the fuck down. They don't kill you till 20 years later. He just went." Then I knew, this is why I knew he was lying. He said, so y'all think I'm lying. He said, "Before
no.
I die,
no, we
I
just
need
think
y'all.
It's insane."
He said, "Before I die, I need y'all to put some money on my books." So I said, "Just ask for some money. Don't call and tell him a nigga. I'm about to call my aunt. And she going to tell you my brother told us he was about to be
why
late.
Why would I put money on your books if they about to kill you, nigga? That's a waste of money."
Yeah, I'm about to be electrocuted, and I was like, "Well, duh, of course he's a crazy conspiracy theorist." And then, thankfully, you tipped in the death penalty.
Well, he said he was. I'm asking my mom. He literally said that he was about to be electrocuted. I'm not lying. Let me see if she answers.
Why'd he shoot the security guard?
He never shot the security guard.
Yeah, that was fake. Just saying.
He was in jail for going down the grease traps in restaurants stealing. She didn't answer. So he got locked
up. He got deep fried and then electrocuted him.
So what happened was he would go to the Chinese restaurant and tell them he gonna clean their grease traps, but he would unhook it so he can fall down through that and steal their shit while the store was closed. Oh my God. So he got caught going down through a grease trap.
Has he never, like, people take the money to the bank at the end of the night. Did he not know that?
I don't know if he's in there cooking up some shrimp fried rice. I don't know what the fuck he's in there doing. But that's why he got locked up, for breaking in people's stoves through the roof. This is my aunt. Get the thing. All right. Aunt Gloria, I'm doing my podcast. Do you remember when Bo called us and told us he was going to be electrocuted?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You mean
he crazy, and he had us all upset, saying he was finna die, and we getting upset. If I would have seen him, he would have died. Oh, yeah.
And then he asked us. He said, "Well, y'all put some money on my book before I die." And I was like, "Auntie, this nigga's lying. He's not about to be late."
I know.
It was
and
not.
He said it with a straight face.
Yeah,
that's
but
why I trust me in today.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you get electrocuted, they have you on the news so people can protest for your life. And I said, "But where your protesters at?" He's like, "What the fuck is that?" I was like, "Nigga, you ain't about to die." So come.
Prepared. I said, well, damn, they put him in jail and execute him 2 months later. What's wrong? Oh, God.
Okay, I'll call you back. I told y'all be thinking I'm lying about these stories, but he literally told us. But he had only been in jail like 2 months, and I said, everybody, they about to kill him. They about to kill. I said, y'all, it takes 20 years to kill a nigga.
Yeah,
he just got there. But then his wife lied to me. I said, well, what are you in jail for? He shot a security guard in self defense. I'm like, what the fuck? He ain't even been in jail long enough to go to trial. And then come to find out, he was going through them Chinese restaurant through the grease trap.
Christ.
That's your family is just, this podcast is fantastic because of the endless gold mine that is your family.
I just remember that. I told him, people think I be lying out. And that aunt was like, oh my God, they're going to kill my nephew. I'm like, auntie, shut the fuck up.
Like, these schemes are so crazy for such minimal amount of money. Like this
$20.
It's like you're not going to get.
Have you ever smelled a grease trap? Do you know how awful that smells?
He used to have a business where he cleaned them.
Yeah.
But he would go up there, unhook them, and leave a hole in the roof so he can go back through the roof. And he would, I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking wontons. Like.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck he was getting, but he was literally cleaning grease traps. That's what he used to do for his side job. And he would get something up that he could unhook, I guess, and go through the roof. I don't fucking know, but that's what happened. He broke into a fucking Chinese restaurant, and they locked his ass up, and he was already on probation. I'm doing a podcast. Please get out. He wouldn't to say what really happened. It was all about us putting some money on his book. He wanted some attention.
Jesus.
But he would call you all the time like that. Literally, this brother has been on death row 5 times.
He's never been on death row then. you don't get off.
But literally, he has called us and tell us he's about to be electrocuted. Like, he shot a police officer. I'm like, Bo, you didn't shoot a police officer. It will be national news. His wife, who can't talk. You remember, one of y'all was in the car, he watched.
Frankenstein?
That's how she talked.
She got electrocuted by Dr. Frankenstein.
No. So I'm going to call
What does that phrase mean? Money on books. electrocuted.
So I can't understand shit this lady say, y'all. I'm about to call my brother. I literally cannot understand shit she say. Who in the kitchen? Get out of the kitchen, please, and go back to the room.
One of the kids ducked down to be hidden by the countertop so she couldn't be identified.
So be quiet. So because he called me earlier. Let me tell your wife. He don't listen to the podcast. Thank God he don't listen to the podcast. Now he know he ain't doing shit. Answer the fucking phone. Then he know he watching Wheel of Fortune.
Maybe he's out getting on death row again.
I mean, it was a weird...
Joke's on you. One day he's going to end up being killed and you'll see him on the news and be like, oh, shit.
No, because, I mean, so my family go through phases of lies. So they'll find a lie and they just stick to it and they'll take to the stream. So he no longer on death row. Now his thing is every other month, yeah, I'm in a hospital, I had a stroke. I'm like, Bo, you... And then my mouth turned all the way to the side and when you go see it, he had like... He got cutting grass for people. He is literally fucking crazy. My family tell the most unnecessary lies. Like, he literally just called me. And he was in the hospital, but it was for high blood pressure because I called and checked on him. And it was for high blood pressure.
Right.
Well, he told me he had a massive stroke.
Okay.
And it's a massive... So right now his things is he keep having strokes. And I'm not picking at him, but I'm telling y'all, he has not had this many motherfucking strokes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Has he ever had a real stroke for real?
I don't know. He don't look like he ever had shit. But high blood pressure. Every time he go back in the hospital, I had a stroke. One time his house got caught on fire. Now, mind you, his wife was married to a really big military person. And so he left us straight. His wife. My house got caught on fire. I said, okay, what you want me to do? Well, could you help us out? Bo, your wife, the house is, that shit y'all living in was fully insured. I don't have to do anything. They put y'all up in a home stay. You straight. Well, I'm not in the comfort of my home. Well, what the fuck do you want me to do? Pay your motel rent? So, I mean, they built the house from the ground up. It's fucking beautiful. And he asking me for shit. It's just you and your fucking wife. Y'all don't need nothing. They paid these shit out of you guys. So, I mean, it's always a new lie. So, I know how to just get through the new lies. I don't fuck with them. I just say, hey, dude, I don't, you call me when you have a real stroke.
Well, he will. It'll be,
So, what's his relation to you? Is it?
He's my oldest brother. He's okay. A biracial brother.
How much older?
He's the same age as my first kid's father, 10 years.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he's my mama's first baby. He's, they say he was a white man, baby. He was an insurance man, baby.
The insurance man?
Back in the day, the insurance man would come to your house and sell you life insurance. And they came by and ate with you, eat food with you, and they would get your collection. I told y'all this story before.
It doesn't ring a bell.
How the insurance man would come by and sell you policy. And then it was one white man that used to come to the ghetto and sold everybody fake policy. Then niggas started dying from being old. It was Gulf Life. Gulf Life or Gulf Coast. Before they changed the name, and he sold everybody's fake policy in the hood, and he would come through and collect they $40 every month and come to find out the shit wasn't even real.
Oh, God. Can you imagine being that level of a monster?
Yeah, because this nigga would come and eat all salmon croquettes and everything. Come and eat.
So, salmon croquettes.
That's why you mad he was eating your salmon croquettes?
Yeah. Not stealing
your fucking money?
God. I was a kid. I had no goddamn money. And he's coming out. Oh, this show is some good old food, Miss William. This is some good old salmon croquette. Old dirty motherfucker. The old lady on the street. People started dying and we called in on pause. They were like, we don't know y'all niggas.
Oh.
Yeah, he was selling those.
And he was fucking your mom?
No. What the fuck?
I thought he's Bo's dad. I thought that's where the story was going.
I don't know if that one was Bo's dad, but they say the insurance. It was some white man. But the rumor was the insurance man with my mom was Bo's dad.
Okay.
Yeah. But the insurance man was always white, and he came to the hood. That was back when they knock on your door, and they would come out every month to collect the money. And but this guy, one guy we had.
So what happens if you didn't have the money? Did they just go away?
Well, you know, he make arrangement and come back a couple days later. But, you know, he knew how the black community got their money and if they was on Social Security, welfare. So, you know, the first to the third or the first to the fifth, that's when you need to come through and get your money before these niggas start the party.
There wasn't nobody checking to make sure this shit was legit. I was just giving this random white dude who showed up one day, eat your food, and here's $40.
Yeah, my impression from your stories is that people had so few interactions with people who, like, were official or legit, or like that you just believed that this person had authority, and so you just did what they say. It's almost
right
like
right is right.
Yeah,
I mean you know he come to the hood. You think if he got enough guts to come to the hood, he's trustworthy,
right?
So I mean, you gotta imagine, because my mama couldn't read at all, so she didn't know her policy wasn't real. She didn't. People didn't find out their policy wasn't real until people started dying on our street, and they were like, "Hey, go flag." We're like, "We don't know you niggas." And then they were like, "Wait a minute, we all got the same insurance man."
So was he a legit insurance man? Or
I don't know. I mean, I was a kid. I just remember this happened.
That's fucking crazy.
And he would come by. I don't even know it was $40, but it probably was $20. It was pretty cheap. But my mama paid her life insurance for her and all her kids out of her welfare check. And he sold it to everybody in our community damn near.
That is honestly the craziest story you've ever told on this podcast. Like, that to me is the most mind-blowing, that somebody could just take advantage of people to that level, be in their home, see the level of poverty.
And eat all salmon croquet, nigga.
Like,
you know we have no salmon croquet for that white man. I'm like, what the fuck you ain't eating all salmon croquet for, motherfucker?
What happened to this dude the first time he came back and everybody had realized he was ripping them off?
Well, when the lady died, I remember when the lady died and everybody was on the phone talking about him, and he was like, I'm gonna look into that, and he just disappeared.
Of course, he didn't have a choice, because
that's what they did to uneducated poor. I don't think you just had to be black. I just think you had to be uneducated, stupid, and poor,
right?
And where do you prey on? You prey on the stupid and the poor, and especially the black and the poor,
the people that don't have the means to check any of that shit. Like, if you said you didn't check on it, like, how would her mom know how to check on it? It's just like, this guy seems like a government official, I gotta give him money every, you know.
Well, yeah, if she couldn't read, there was no getting out of it,
right?
So yeah, but you had the old man next door. He said, I told you that nigga wasn't real.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So
I hate people who take advantage of other people.
It's like the thing that manipulators, hypocrites, liars, that's the thing that just triggers me.
It's the worst.
Yeah, but that's the thing that happens. So shit happens. I mean,
did your mom ever do the publisher's clearinghouse? Did she ever get into that?
Oh my God. She waited on that white man to show up every fucking
My parents year. Used to do that shit, and I used to think, this motherfucker sends the same goddamn mail every week talking about, here's your chance. Like, nigga, this is a bunch of fucking coupons. A goddamn Ponzi scheme is what it is.
My great-grandmother, towards the end, sent so much money to, at like, even Home Shopping Network and the televangelists.
QSN, those motherfuckers.
You know, it's like, televangelists are just even worse.
Those dudes who send home the holy water.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate those motherfuckers. Oh, so the 700 Club.
When I first started dating Garrett, and I'm really liking Garrett, right? And so, you know how when you first get in a relationship, and Garrett would come from a Christian family, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm trying to turn it from this hood rat to this Christian. And so I called his prayer line, and they said, I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you. As I said, okay. She said, are you married? At the time, I wasn't married, because we had just started dating. And she said, well, first of all, you got to get him out of your house until you can have sex until you marry. And I said, bitch, you lost your mind. You know what the last nigga did to me? I said, bitch, do you have a nigga in your life? You know how hard it is to find a nigga that don't punch you in your motherfucking face?
Not hard.
She goes about waiting to say, for what, bitch? I won't fuck now. She pissed me the fuck off.
Bitch, don't pray for me no more. You don't know what the fuck you talk about. You don't know God, bitch. I got a good man now.
Did you curse her out?
Yeah, cause that bitch out just like that. She goes, I need you in Jesus' name to get him out of the house. It's unholy. I said, bitch, you done lost your motherfucking mind. I said, do you know I got two kids and that nigga over here being stepdaddy? Bitch, do you know how hard it is for a motherfucking man? I said, I'm telling her all my motherfucking business. I said, I ain't giving up my dick for God. I said, what I will do, bitch, we can pray, but that nigga ain't going nowhere. That mother got good credit. He can read. Bitch, you lost your motherfucking mind. I ain't fuck that shit. I said, God don't want me to listen to you, hoe. I said, let me lead this prayer.
Did you lead the prayer?
Bitch, you bow your head and tell me your goddamn problems.
I said, bitch, bye. That's what I said. I hung that goddamn phone up, and I ain't never called another prayer line. Them some bitches crazy. They want you to hold on to fuck somebody. I ain't finna be doing all that. I mean, he's a good man. I mean, I had already fucked him anyway. I was like, man, I already fucked him. Put him out. Bitch, department his name. You trying to get me and my kid thrown on the motherfucking street. God don't want us homely, bitch.
All the evidence is pointing to the opposite of your advice. Stop talking to me, lady.
She looked at me, I said, get him out now until y'all say I do. I said, ma'am, the apartment is in his name.
Miss Pat's crying.
I just storage it popped in my head. Like, bitch, apartment in his name. I said, ma'am, we ain't got nowhere to go. If we this nigga take the apartment back. I'm trying to tell this bitch, I've been listening to Get Up and Get Out and Get Some. I'm trying to change my life. And you want me to put the only motherfucker with good credit out the house? Bitch. I don't know your God, but your God ain't my motherfucking God.
I wonder what the conversation was like after they hung up.
She was studying, throwing out Bible scripture. I said, I don't want to hear that shit. I ain't getting rid of my man, bitch. I ain't getting rid of my man.
Why did you call in the first place?
I had never called a prayer line before. And so they was like, you know how they be praying for you and shit, and you want your relationship to go good, and you want somebody to bless you and stuff. Then the bitch had to ask me for a donation. Bitch, you just asked me to throw the nigga out the house with the money.
She's in literal tears.
I've never seen. She's like crying. I'm crying now. I mean,
it was the stupidest prayer ever. I'm like, bitch, you telling me to throw the nigga out with the money, but you gonna ask me
to donate.
I ain't got shit if I get rid of this nigga. I'm like, I said, man, I don't know who you fucking with.
Call the devil prayer line.
God, hey, I don't believe this shit. I don't believe God want me. God told me to go to that club to meet that nigga that night at that comedy club. Now you gonna tell me what God? Nah, bitch. I said, nah. And I was a hood rat back then. So I'm on the prayer line talking just like that. Bitch, you crazy than a motherfucker. I don't know who you in there praying for, but you need your ass with your crazy motherfucker. I said, do you got a man? Did you wait before he fucked you before you said I do? I said, not to. I said, that's why you stuck with a little dick and you here praying for people because you ain't got your shit together. And I hung up on that hoe.
She white or black?
She was white. Yeah, I was like, go get your dick up. I ain't getting my motherfucking dick up, bitch. This the first dick I ever had without gonorrhea. I ain't doing that shit. I'm not giving up no clean dick.
I bet that woman is still praying for you.
I hope so. Yeah, I called a prayer. That was the only time I ever, because my sister used to call the prayer line all the time. And my daddy. But this way after I moved.
What was their angle?
But my sister used to call the prayer line all the time, you know, just talking shit to them people. So I'm sitting there one night.
What up, bitch? Hang up the phone.
Hey, white devil.
Pray for these nuts, nigga. They prank called the prayer line. Let me speak to Jesus, ho.
I'm serious. I ain't never caught because I thought this bitch don't know what she's talking about. She trying to make me get rid of a good man who trying to be a good stepdad, apartment, and hidden. I said, ma'am, he got a good credit score. You sure you want me to put him? Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Till you say, I said, I already fucked him, ma'am. Are we be fucking? And she was like, you shouldn't have sex until you holy matrimony. I was like, girl, bye. I ain't hearing that shit. I was bucking like a motherfucker on prayer line. Nigga, I was bucking on that prayer line. I was not giving up my good dick that could read. No. But his department was in his name. She gonna tell me to bleed. Yeah. Where the fuck me and these cheering gonna go? Well, you need to separate until y'all get married. I said, look here, bitch. We gonna get married. Just give us a chance. We got married that year, but I'm like, go on, bitch, with that bullshit.
It's just
that,
like, if somebody calls a prayer line, they're probably in some sort of trouble or, like, have some sort of need, and you focus on that thing to, like, just bludgeon them, like, here's how you need to change. Like, nothing inspires prayer like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, they just like, get him out and don't have no more sex. I'm like, what? It was last night. We fought that night. I'm on a prayer line talking all kind of shit.
She called the prayer line while she getting dick.
I was like,
oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Yes.
In the name name of Lord, bless a bitch Jesus. Bless a bitch Jesus. In Jesus' name, good dick, holy dick. Let it rain, Lord. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Don't ever let this dick go soft. I was like, this bitch, I had to cuss that woman out because she was very aggressive. She was like a Jehovah's Witness, only on the phone. You know, you're going to burn in hell. I was like, well, bitch, scared I had gonorrhea, so I've already been to hell. So I was not hearing that shit at all, bitch.
That's too funny. You ever caught a prayer line, Chris?
No. Mm-mm.
We should call the prayer line together.
That would be fucking hilarious.
It has to be the most Pentecostal apostolic one, though, that we can find. What? I'll see if I can find, because those people are always the wackiest. Like,
oh, yeah.
We need to find, like, a televangelist
just
prayer line.
Sell them some bullshit. Yeah.
The 700 Club.
Them motherfuckers.
No, I mean, like, worse. Like, Rod Parsley or Benny Hinn or one of those. Jim Baker.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to call the prayer line and let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. Yeah, and LA, I can't believe I remember that. LA tried to get rid of my man. I said, bitch, you have lost your monkey ass mind. Hey, I'm going to hell. You going to burn in there? I said, well, hey, is it hotter than gonorrhea? Because I've had gonorrhea from the rooty to the tooty.
From the Rudy to the Tootie.
Yeah.
Well, that's the name of this episode.
Rudy to the Tootie. It was the craziest shit I ever heard in my life. That's what really turns me off about church. I can't do it. I don't think God wants you to wait to have sex. They gave the dick to
you
me.
You were just saying earlier that you don't suck dick on the first day.
I mean, to be married, you can date. But I'm not saying just go in and suck dick, but you should be able to date. And, you know, have sex. You ain't got to just go straight and wait 2 years and fucking get married.
That's why they say it's special. It's because you're supposed to wait.
Right.
Yeah.
If you wait 6 months, bitch, you special. If you wait 90 days.
Why would you wait 6 months? It's the same pussy the entire time. I don't, like, if you're going to do it, find out if you like it or not. Like,
I mean, it's whatever your waiting limit is. Mine will be 90 days, you know what I'm saying?
Like, weight limit. Whatever your weight limit is.
Weight, W-A-I-T.
Okay.
Limit. Mine was 90 days back in the day. You waited 3 months, make sure the nigga don't fall out. And then you go ahead on, if you want to give him some pussy, you get him some pussy, but... I was not giving up my man for no prayer line. And see, I knew the bitch would lie. It been 28 years, me and that man still going together. Now, what if I had moved out of that apartment and let some else ghetto bitch get that good man who could read with a job? No, I don't be listening to that shit. Let me tell you something. I read Revelation in the Bible, and it scared me so motherfucking bad. I said, well, I'm just going to wait till this shit happen. I'm out this motherfucker.
What?
Revelation.
Yeah.
The back of the Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
The back of the Bible.
It wasn't the Revelations part that I was confused about. It was, I'm just going to go on, get up out of here. That's where I went.
Yeah. You know, that's the ending of the world, right? The Revelation. Yeah. What, the sun gonna fall down on the ground?
Right, and like seven horsemen.
Yeah, the seven horsemen.
They're not gonna be riding horses. Because there's cars now. This fucking Bible does not translate at all. It's fucking stupid. Like, all those stories don't include technology whatsoever. Like, why would he come back on horses now? This doesn't fucking make any sense.
If seven horses can come.
Why? You know how long that would take?
Excuse me. The WWF had seven horsemen.
Four horsemen, and that was WCW.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it is Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Yeah.
I mean, but you don't know what God got up there in his stable. He might got a nigga with seven horses, seven heads together.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know.
I guarantee you it's not.
You don't believe God is real.
I don't believe those stories in the Bible are real.
Do you believe the stories in the Bible are real?
I do. Like, I don't. I have no idea about Revelation, though.
You don't read Revelation?
I haven't gotten to it.
You just read the Bible all the way through?
Revelation to me is so confusing. Like, I've read it, but it didn't really... I don't know what it means.
It means the world gonna end.
I get all that.
Mark of the Beast and the Rapture and all that
stuff. 666 on your head and on your dick and on your stamps.
Right.
You won't be able to eat without the six, and that's the Mark of the Beast. If you take the Mark of the Beast, you can't get
to
heaven.
You know the Left Behind books? I read all those.
You remember those books? They used to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
When you just gonna come and you gonna disappear and the rapture gonna get you. And I used to say rapture. A nigga gonna be out there on water with a little thing in his hand. That's what I was thinking.
I remember watching this. We went vacation Bible school, and they had this movie called A Razor's Edge. Mm-hmm. And it was about this guy who he was a drug dealer, and somebody had stole his drugs, so he beat himself up to make it look like, or actually his kid threw his drugs away, and so he's like, oh, I gotta fix this, so he beat himself up to make it look like he got robbed, and they fucking ended up beating him up anyway,
right?
And then everybody died and the rapture came and he was the only one left, and he was just walking the earth, and that shit scared the fuck out of me.
Right.
Like, I'm never doing drugs.
That was the purpose of it.
Yeah No, I mean, it's one of the, like, I have no, like, I'm not the type of Christian that's like, I'm not into theology necessarily. Like, I'm more into the practical aspect of, like, treating you with respect and love and caring for you.
I'm a Christian.
You know, more than understanding the end times.
Hell, like, fire and brimstone.
I went through that phase, like, early as a Christian, because you're like, you get into the apocalyptic part of it, but I just don't, none of that interests me at this point.
You, black churches are kind of
fun. It's hard, like, enough being nice to people.
When the old black person in church, and you know they're going to be dead in 2 weeks, and then they be in there with that,
What churches are you going to?
The tongues.
What?
You know how them black folks, they be like, and I can't think. The old black hymns and shit. You know the old black hymns? That they be singing.
Sing it one more time. I want to see.
Fuck you, Dion. I'm going to let you hear one. And you know the ones that used to scare the shit out you?
Please Google old black hymns.
Google old black hymns. And I'm going to tell you. They be like,
well, how am I going to know? Old black Bo's hymns. Calling. Bo's calling. Okay. Here we go. What was that? His wife.
Hey, you call me? How you doing?
I'm trying to make it.
Well, how your wife doing? Where your wife at?
I'm not here. I'm going to some taxes on the phone. Hey, how are you? How are you on the show? On the road?
Huh?
How you doing with this show on the road?
Oh, okay.
You on the road? Are you on the road?
Oh, no, I ain't on the road. I'm at home.
Oh, good. Take a break. Y'all getting snow yet?
Yeah, we got snow.
Oh, wow. It's coming this way tonight.
Well, y'all be good. I was just calling to check on Bo. He done? Is his stroke over?
He's starting to walk better. He's doing a lot of BT every day.
Okay, well, y'all
come. No, working on his hands at BT, too.
Okay, well, y'all call me back. I'm headed out.
Oh, okay. All right. Stay safe out there.
But now you know how she...
I hate you so much.
We're putting this in the Patreon. I want, this whole episode's going in the Patreon.
You know how she talk?
Don't
she talk like she...
like an old lawnmower almost out of gas.
Don't she talk like a shake weight?
I don't know where are
like
you.
Like she saw a ghost.
Are you on? Like 50 some years old.
Are you on the road?
Like a spooky ass haunted house.
Ooh.
All right, we got to wrap it up. We love you guys. I don't know where Chris going to put it at.
That's
but
your sister-in-law you talking about.
They don't listen to this shit. God damn, we did.